Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Tuesday, November 15th. Please like, share, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe to the podcast as well if you're listening on Big Blue View Radio, wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, wanted to talk a little bit about the NFC playoff picture this morning. Believe it or not, your 7-2 Giants are the number 5 seed in the NFC playoff picture currently. And I think that 9 games into the season, it's time for Giants fans, for the media, for NFL analysts at large who have been looking at the Giants and not believing what they're seeing, waiting for the Giants to collapse, looking at them and saying, they're not that good. How are they 5-2? How are they 6-2? How are they doing what they're doing? It's time for everyone to look at the Giants team and realize that, yes, they're 7-2, excuse me. And this looks like a team that really actually could make the 2022-2023 NFL playoffs. Most of the sites that forecast these kinds of things have the Giants at an 80 to 90% chance of reaching the playoffs. And we know that the Giants' schedule gets tougher with a game against Dallas coming up on Thanksgiving Day, 2 games against the Eagles, 2 games against Washington. That makes 5 games in the NFC East, a game coming up against the Minnesota Vikings, who are currently 8-1. So the schedule is difficult. But really, you look at it, the Giants already have 7 victories. It might only take 9 to get there. I think it takes 10. But at this point, what we've seen from the Giants, I don't think this team is headed for any kind of a collapse. I think there's a very strong will in that locker room. They have identified a way to play. They have a quality coaching staff. I don't see any signs of this team wilting. I think this team can get to 10 wins at this point. It's time for everyone to stop looking at this Giants team. And I still don't believe that this is a Super Bowl contending team. I think it's too limited on offense. It doesn't have enough talent in the back end of the defense to be a premier defensive team. There's a lot of good things about this team, but it is still a team that is building a roster, building for the future. But this team is having an extraordinary year, an unexpected year. I have to believe at this point that this is a playoff team. I think that around the NFL, I think you have to start to look at the Giants and look at what they are and not what they are not. They are a team that plays hard, physical defense, that gets after the quarterback, that tries to dictate terms. A lot of that, of course, due to Wink Martindale. They're a team on offense that believes in its running game, that is riding Saquon Barkley, who's playing like the Saquon Barkley of 2018. In fact, I've said he's playing better than the Saquon Barkley of 2018. The home run is there for Barkley like it used to be, but what is also there is what he showed on Sunday, a willingness to really shoulder the load, to get tough yards. He carried the ball 35 times on Sunday, a career high. Second time this season, he's carried more than 30 times. I don't think we saw this kind of toughness from Barkley early in his career, this kind of willingness to go inside and grind out hard yards and carry that kind of a load. In the early part of his career, we saw a guy who was always looking for the home run, didn't really look to take that short run and try to get an extra yard out of it. He was looking for the big chunk on every play, and it's still possible for Barkley to get those plays. But what I saw on Sunday, I was very, very pleased by what I saw, because I saw a professional running back who was really willing to grind it out, do the heavy lifting, take the tough yards. And what we see from the Giants, as I talked about, their physical defense, their running game on offense, their grinded out mentality, they have a will to stay in games, to try to control games. They've made a habit out of capitalizing on other teams' mistakes at the end of games. And yes, a team like the Houston Texans is an NFL bottom feeder at this point. But once again, the Giants' formula worked on Sunday. Now, everyone is absolutely right to question, will that formula work against a team like the Philadelphia Eagles? Will it work against a team like the Minnesota Vikings? Is it going to work in games against teams that can go up and down the field, that can score quickly, that could get into the 30s? The Giants have the capability on offense to open up the passing game and compete in games like that. Brian Daboll kind of indicated on Monday that even he's not sure at this point. And I'm sure that at some point we're going to have to find out. But the point is, at this point, I think you have to begin to believe that what we're seeing, or what we've seen through nine games, is not a mirage. The Giants are not 7-2 by accident. You don't get to 7-2 by accident. These Giants, surprisingly, are a good football team, much better, much farther ahead than anyone thought they would be at this point. And they are a legitimate playoff contending team. I think at this point, everyone has to look at it and say that it would be a surprise at this point, looking at where they are, it would be a surprise if the Giants do not make the playoffs. And back in August, back in the preseason, back when Joe Shane and Brian Daboll first came on board, that's a place I never thought we would be during the 2022-23 season. So kudos to them. Kudos to all of the Giants players and staff for getting them to where they are right now. And let's see how they finish off this season. But at this point, it's not going to surprise me at all if they make the playoffs. It will actually surprise me at this point if they do not. All right, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Please take care of each other. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.